I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
It's Hacker Voice Radio. I'm Mr. Poop.
What was his name again?
Mr. Hanky.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Poop. Did you eat fiber?
And it's the 22nd yes, of September, and this is show 32, I think.
It is, yeah.
Before we go off in a total tangent and remember it 2 minutes before we end.
Yeah.
How's it going there, mate?
Yeah, fucking trying to kill a mosquito.
Yeah.
Unsuccessfully evaded my attempts to brutally flamethrower the fucker. But at least I got another one of its comrades. I think what I need to do is get rid of the carcasses of the other ones that I've killed. Because maybe that's just attracting them, their scent.
They're trying to do some kind of rescue mission.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what bees do. If you kill a bee, expect a swarm with the next, 30 seconds.
Ooh, somebody told me that about ants as well.
Yeah.
Like they release some kind of weird
some
scent.
Pheromones.
Yeah.
They don't like their comrades down.
We got a man down! Everybody go!
Yeah. We got a wasp down! Wasp down!
Insect emergency!
Launch first air airborne! Ah, you fucker!
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Nice one.
No, I'm just joking. I got my hand out. Oh, man. Fuck knows where it is. It'll probably turn up halfway through the show and...
Try and fuck the mic or something like that. It'll land right at the end of it. Live mosquito sex.
Fucking hell. Anyway...
Right, yeah, computers and shit. Where were we?
Hackers, 1995, the movie. I've got it, but I can't fucking play it. The only thing I can do is listen to the fucking sound. Although...
Noob!
Something must have happened. I played it 3 times. Played it again, never worked again. Anyway.
I assume you purchased it from a reputable outlet.
No, I downloaded it.
Alright.
Fuck's sake. The movie's called Hackers. What the fuck do you expect, man?
You gotta check out your video codecs.
No, it's a dot. Obviously. It's a QuickTime.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know. Yeah.
You make me feel ill.
Oh, man. Just to let everyone know, for the 7th, a conference.
There's a conference?
Yeah. Didn't you hear?
Tell me more.
It's this like thing that these guys have been doing.
Oh.
And apparently they're like supposedly all fucking hackers, but I don't believe it one bit. And some guy called Bilal and Planet Lave and Scobie are going to be turning up.
They sound like weirdos to me.
Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Is there any new news on the conference?
New news is that apparently Scobie's going to be turning up a bit late. So what I'm trying to do is basically organise so that somebody's there at Trocadero.
Uh-huh.
And so that somebody's there at the pub. But
Back to see the pub.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck it. Making me do all the donkey work while you fucking get pissed.
I'll just wear a Hacker Boys Radio t-shirt and prop up the bar.
Yeah, you know. I mean, what I would like to do, which is now impossible for Scobie, but might be possible for you, is if you could turn up as early as you can, preferably 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that we can go to the hotel
and make sweet, sweet love.
Yeah, and I can give, I can give you t-shirt and the hoodie.
Cool.
And then I'm going to be giving out everyone a public temporary phone number that they can contact me on.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, it's going to be a mobile phone number. So if anyone's lost or needs directions or needs to know what's going on, they can reach me on that number.
Or they've gone to the wrong pub or, yeah.
Yeah, they can reach me on that number. I can't call you from that number, so don't expect a call back, but do expect me to answer it. But for everyone else that has my private phone number, they can use that as well.
Good stuff.
The number is, and also be posting it up on the forums, is 07840-454-093. And so what I would like to do is if we could get that sorted, so go to the hotel, which isn't booked yet, I'll be booking that soon. Then I'll head off to Trocadero, meet all the people there, and then bugger off back to the pub with everyone.
Cool.
And we'll be starting around probably about half past eight or something like that, nine.
Okie dokie. Can't believe it, there's actually some planning going on. This thing might actually work.
Yeah. As you said, you know, they're a bunch of fuckers anyway, so...
They sound like weirdos.
Yeah.
The plan for me is to take the day off.
Yeah.
Travel down during the day because I don't know London that well at all. Find the gig and find the hotel and stuff like that, and hook up with you guys and, you know, sort it out pretty early on as to what we're doing.
Yeah.
So yeah. Ready for action.
Cool. So, you're going to be staying till that Sunday?
Yeah, I'll probably be going back on the Sunday.
Cool.
So, okay. It'll be...
So, we'll be able to stay two nights in that hotel?
Yeah. Friday night, Saturday night. You know, that way I haven't got to rush off or anything like that.
That's good, man. That's
pretty
basically
cool.
What we need.
Good stuff.
I'm looking forward to the after the next day activities, because that should be fun as well. You know, we'll have the whole day to ourselves and be able to do some crazy stuff, man.
That'd be pretty good. Do a few presentations on the Friday night, then Saturday, kind of an open forum kind of gig.
Yeah.
You know, if anyone's got any suggestions, just bring them up or, you know, let us know and we'll run with it, see what goes on.
Sure. I think the main theme of tonight's show, something that I want to talk about, something that I've experienced in the last 24 hours, is the incompetency of large corporate organizations and their security. Now, there's somebody that knows about this, and something I'll be mentioning to you after the show, privately, because it's quite a serious matter. But anyway,
okay.
Something that I experienced that Ionix knows about, because I talked to him, I wanted to verify a few things, is that large organizations, major organizations that hold a lot of responsibility for a lot of people, do not secure their shit. It's just ridiculous. I've had a major fucking rant with Ionix and back about how incompetent most organizations are about their own customer security.
Yeah.
In this day and age, it's almost imperative that you protect your own organization, firstly. Secondly, protect the customers that you serve. Under the Secrets Act, Information Act, where basically when you sign up, they have a privacy policy that they promise to you under by law that they shall not reveal your information to anyone else. I've experienced in the last 24 hours two major breakups of that promise, which have led me to doubt the credibility of these organizations that we and I am currently involved with.
Weird.
Yeah.
I think it's part of the Data Protection Act as well.
Yeah.
If you're going to store records on people, if they're your customers or if they're your suppliers or if they're your employees, no matter what it is, if you're keeping records on people, you have to keep those records safe.
Sure.
You know, you can't just go around selling them. You can't just go around leaving them in dumpsters or anything like that. You have to actually guarantee that the data you are storing is stashed away somewhere. And I think you have the right to contact these companies as well and ask just what data they've got.
Yeah. The first one is a very serious matter, which I will talk to you after. I didn't want to mention it before, but I will talk to you.
Cool.
The second one was a silly fucking mistake because somebody was too lazy to... somebody was basically so fucking lazy that they gave out all their customer information to me by mistake.
So they gave you somebody else's details?
All their customers.
By mistake?
Yeah. Every single customer they had, I was given that. And everybody else was given that as well at the same time.
What a fuck up.
Yeah. If that was the only one, I'd be like, okay, whatever. But the first one was really, really horrifically damaging for the company, which means that it doesn't put me in great position at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I'm not actually giving out any details. But yeah, it's just amazing. I think. Ionix and me are probably raging about this. Himself a bit more as well, because he can't believe that people are paid a lot of money to administrate this kind of stuff, and they're doing a fucking idiot's work.
Piss poor job.
Yeah, piss poor job of, and this guy works his fucking ass off every day to earn the money to be able to do what he likes, where he could do this job in fucking the most easiest, you know, he could just sit back and do the job that they're doing and protect the company's infrastructure 10 times better, because it's just basic stuff, man. It's just basic simple security, and they're just neglecting to do this. It's just, it amazes me how stupid people can be.
It's weird. I think one of the things is that the online world has moved so fast in the past, let's say, 10 years, that a lot of companies aren't really ready for what's going on these days.
Sure. Well, I mean, in this case, that's non-negotiable.
Mm.
It's just... it's not an acceptable excuse for this case.
Yeah,
I mean, you'll understand why when I tell you the actual details of it later.
Cool.
I can understand some things, but when you're hosting financial, legal information, it's just not acceptable. When you've got that kind of stuff in your databases, you know, I could take them to court if I wanted to right now. Yes, okay, let's say a small company that started up and, you know, spent as little money as they can, because obviously the only thing a company is concerned with is profit, and I think you can vouch for that. I can vouch for that as well, the company I work
Absolutely.
For. That works with both ends. It fucks you from both sides, you know. It's a fucking roast job right there. I mean, literally, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just haven't heard that term in a while.
You're getting roasted, you know, from both sides. Because you're trying to save as much money, but you're also trying to do the best you can with the amount of, you know, what you can. So let's say you're a small company, you're setting up this and that, and you need to keep financial details, but you don't want to spend too much money. So your safest option is, let's say, a Linux server. You don't know much about it. You set this up, and you either Microsoft, but you know, that fucking doesn't matter both ways. You employ someone to do this for you. They do a shit job of it. And you get owned, basically. Your entire website gets defaced, and your whole records are demolished. Now, who would the blame be passed on to?
It sounds like somebody at the company has got to lose their job over this.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I don't really know the details, yeah. But someone's
now,
fucked up.
Now I'm just talking theoretically.
Theoretically. It's whoever they employed to prevent that.
Yeah. No, okay. In my experience, I would see the person that penetrated the network get the blame. Quietly behind the scenes, they'll be mustering up things to protect themselves or something stupid like that. You could even scale this up to Microsoft. The way you know their website was defaced and they blamed it on outsourced servers. They didn't blame it on the fact that they were running shit fucking software.
Right, yeah.
It's simple, you know, patch your systems, segregate the network, define simple categories of security. So, you know, say, how sensitive is this information? And scale that on to how secure does it have to be? It's just that simple, you know. If you've got a remote server, a remote database server that's hosted somewhere else, encrypt the traffic between you and that server.
Yeah.
Because the first thing that somebody's going to do is sniff for any SQL traffic. If they find the SQL traffic, then they'll know where the server's located, they'll know what traffic's going over, what version of SQL you're running, and then talk to the server, analyze the server, and basically exploit that. And I'm talking in a practical sense. Companies don't do this. I've seen it in the past. I see it regularly on a day-to-day basis. And it's just a case of just people not doing their job. And it just pisses me off so much, you know.
That's too right.
Yeah, I'm sure that you can say that as well. Like, I don't know what kind of level you are and where you are. I know that you don't want to disclose these kind of things, but...
Yeah, basically my entire view with network security is be paranoid.
Yeah.
Assume the worst can happen and will happen at any second.
Yeah.
And do everything that you bloody well can to prevent it.
Sure.
It may lead to a less friendly network for the users, but hey, fuck 'em.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you got to keep your shit secure, you got to keep it running. Yeah, and those are your main two things in what I do.
Exactly, networking. And also, in a practical sense, at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Never assume default security to be best.
I think default should have a new terminology in the dictionary that says, it's bad.
Yeah.
For example, yeah. Default password, better change it.
Yeah.
Default settings, fucking randomize them, fuck them up a bit.
The
default
times,
is a bad thing.
The amount of times I've seen people log in with no password on admin accounts, it's just crazy. Like, even at home, everything is password protected. It just makes my job a little bit harder because I have to fucking type passwords in more. I've got literally... Every single account has a different password.
Cool.
So I have to memorize all these things, but it does the job well. Although I did have a scare a few weeks back where I did use the same or similar password for fewer accounts. It was down to the fucking keyboard not working properly.
Right.
So I was kind of safe on that. But then again, once you have that kind of scare... And I think we've had it with us as well, you know, with our website, where we upgraded and, you know, patched up our security, which is always good, even though I assume we didn't have any problems, but some people were, you know, crying.
There was no issues with it, but it was a valid concern,
yeah,
really.
Definitely.
because when we upgraded the server after we ran out of space, I wasn't really sure if the new space would work well, so I just put really basic passwords on there just to test it. And it was one of those things that went on the to-do list.
Yeah.
You know, do decent passwords, and then, God, it's like a month later, and Scoby goes, "You fucking noob, look at your passwords, you dick." I'm like, that's a good point, actually.
Because the first thing I assumed was that password you were using for everything else. You know, obviously you're not going to go, "Oh, yeah, of course it was." You know.
Say it live on air.
Yeah. That's what I was like, okay, fair enough. It's very guessable, you know.
Yeah, would be on a very basic word list.
Yeah. The forefront of all, I mean, people wanted from us more kind of technical or on-topic content-filled shows. So let's say this can be our security fucking rant episode. Because if there's nothing worse, it's a bad sysadmin. If there's nothing worse, it's your own fucking fault because you haven't secured your own system. So don't cry when you've downloaded a Trojan and, you know, it's re-fucking vamped your hard disk so that you can't access, you know, Windows updates anymore because it points to a goatsy.cx. And I'm not joking. This shit has happened to people, you know, and they're like, "Oh, Bilal, can you fix my computer?" I'm like, "No.
You bought this on yourself."
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're running Windows, if you have to, patch it.
Yeah.
Install a password on your admin account and don't use it. And give yourself another username, which isn't your name. Just create a username, anything random, whatever you can think of, you know, your favorite chocolate bar or the drink you drink or your football team or something like that.
Big Bum 68X21.
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly. And then create a password for that and make that have less privileges. So let's say make it have so little privileges that you can't even